The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Oh, located in downtown Reading with our window in the world that we have to pull shade on because the sun blinds us for about, 30, 40 minutes and we can put the shades back up. Good morning, 24th of April. Just blowing by here, 7:05 in the morning, and news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to get in character.
What? It's kind of like, is your microphone on?
Check.
Okay.
Good morning.
No, I heard that, but it just seemed like you were talking. It's like if... Is there another microphone in there?
No.
Okay. Like you were talking, but another microphone was picking it up. Ah, what do I know? So, how are you today?
Doing good, man. Doing really good.
How's mommy to be?
Great. She's doing great. She had a dream last night that she was 5 centimeters dilated. And so that's like right in the heat of labor. So she had this dream.
She was dreaming about this?
Yeah, so she's probably her body's getting prepared and her mind's getting prepared. And we went to a birthing
class. I'm not sure
class.
I needed to hear that, but
birthing
okay.
class. Hey, we all got here that way.
I wonder if my mom dreamed about it. It was just frightening thoughts there.
My grandpa says he remembers being born, but he's telling a wise tale or whatever.
Your grandfather remembers me.
He starts talking about, I remember when I was born. And yeah.
Dark. And then I could see some light. Then I saw some light. And then there it was. And then the first thing that happens is people are spanking me. I haven't done anything wrong yet. Anyway, soon, huh?
Speaking of, it's National Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day.
Well, here you are.
And that's the only way they could get to National Teach Your Children to Save Day. Save money.
Yeah.
Where's money come from? You got a word.
It comes from daddy. It comes from mommy and daddy. It's kind of like the government. Government goes, where's that money come from? We're spending it. Oh, let's just print some more. It's magic. We have magic money in the United States. When we spend more than we make, we just print some more. Or we raise the deficit ceiling. There's been a couple of times... I'm sure in every business at some point has said, well, you know, I'd like to raise my deficit level today, you know, this year, I made $300,000 and I spent $400,000. So I'm just going to raise that level up to $420,000 and I'll just pay that off. And every year it goes up. You know, so I made $300 and I spent $4, so I'm going to raise my deficit to $125 and just keep going. And then the next year, well, you know, I paid off $25 of that, but I spent another $100 more. So let's just add, okay, I'm just going to raise my deficit on my business $200,000, which is, you know, for a small business could be a lot, as opposed to the government, who is up in, I don't know how many trillions of dollars they are. And our national, you know, the national debt and then the deficit. I don't understand the concept. You can't run a business by doing deficit spending. Or you put it on a credit card with 30% interest rates. And then, okay, I'll pay that back. Well, you will, but, yeah. Oh, here's the other thing. Do you ever get that? Because, we have a credit card. And it says, if you pay this much in 3 years, you will have paid it off. I don't believe that because I've had one credit card for 50 years from USAA. And I don't owe much money on it, and it's been paid off. But, you know, when I was making payments on it, it said if you pay the minimum, it's going to take you 16 years and it's going to cost you this. Well, then it says, but if you pay this much, you'll have it paid off in 3 years. Well, I did that. Didn't charge one thing. And after 3 years, it wasn't paid off. It wasn't even close to being paid off. So I called. I said, well, wait a minute. How can you do this? Well, if you pay this much, you'll be paid off in 3 years. Well, you got to pay it at a certain time. Because at a certain time, then it rolls over again. And even though you're making your payments, you're not going to catch up with it. Which I found sneaky. But I think they all do that. I think, and there's a problem with credit cards. People don't understand when they roll, and then even if you're making your payments, it doesn't give the effect of what they say in that little piece, in that little box there. If you pay the minimum, you're going to pay this much for forever. Or you pay this much, you're going to be paid off in 3 years. But I'm not a banker. I'm sure as hell not a credit card guy, understanding that. Do you understand it?
From experience, yes.
Would you see that thing too, where it says if you pay this much, you'll be paid off in 3 years?
Yes, I've seen that.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
Okay. We just keep kicking that can down the road. Maybe the next time we get somebody on from the banking industry, or somebody, a retired banker, or somebody that understands this. I bet you Randall Hempling understands it. I should get Randall to call in and explain this to me. I'll explain this to you, Carl, that this is how it works. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Hopefully, Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick is going to call us. I know that she's called before, but I can't seem to get through to her people this week. But, I leave messages and all that, and Heather's really good. But then again, Heather's also working down in Sacramento where they do strange things. So I never get upset if either LaMalfa or Heather gets called away, because, that happens, even at 8 o'clock on Thursday mornings. Okay. Heather will be here, and then I hope that's somebody calling to tell me about what a credit card is. Anyway, a lot of things to talk about today. I'm going to revisit the City of Reading's Planning Commission amending the zoning plan to have short-term rentals within the city and in the downtown area. And the reason is somebody sent me a text yesterday that said, hey, it's illegal for them to do that. Well, it is illegal for them to do that right now. That's why they're changing the ordinance. But I want to talk a little bit more about the impact this could have. And do we know, and why was it done? But before we do that, let's go to the phones and let's talk to Rich. And he wants to talk about an event that's coming up about voting. Good morning.
Oh, hey there.
Actually,
I wanted to cover our petition drive, actually.
Okay. Go for it.
We are doing... Thank you. And I know the break's coming up, but...
No, that's okay. I control this break. We'll just take our time.
So we started collecting signatures. This is the petition for amending our county charter to try to put in some election reform at the local level. And we started last week. The response has been overwhelmingly positive. People, as you know, Trump's administration, they're trying to get some election reform in. State Assemblyman DeMaio, he's trying to get some reform in at the state level. And now we're trying here. This may be unprecedented in at least my generation, where all three levels of government are trying to do some good things for a fair and transparent election. Overwhelming support by our local folks. We've been collecting all week, and
What are the changes we're talking? You know what, Rich? Can you hang on?
Yeah.
Because this is going to take a while. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I have some questions, and I need you to explain it to me. Okay.
Sure.
So okay, hang on during the break, and we'll be back, and we'll finish talking about this. This signature drive petition when we get back from these messages.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:20 in the morning here on the 24th of April. And I did not tell you what the weather's going to be, and that's getting kind of important this week with all the shows and shines and the cruise tomorrow night. Dun, 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 dun. A 10% chance of showers today after 5 p.m. It's just a chance. It doesn't say it's going to happen. Get out there for those showing shines. Tonight, slight chance of showers. Today, a high near 74. And tonight, a low around 51. Friday, 30% chance of showers, mainly after 11 a.m. And Friday night, a chance of showers. Going to be cloudy tomorrow with a high near 66. Saturday, showers likely, mainly after 11 a.m. Saturday night, showers, and then Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 66. Sunday, or Monday, sunny. Tuesday, sunny. Wednesday, sunny. And there, Wednesday, next Wednesday, a high near 87. Boo. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned company, been doing this for over 30 years. They're into the third generation of the Kinney family there. They treat their customers outstanding. It's an outstanding manner they treat their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment programs. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. And on the phone, I got Rich Gallardo, and he's talking about the petition to get a vote on the election and changing cleaning up our election process. But I'll let him explain it. Go, Rich.
Yeah, so because we're a charter county now, which was a beautiful thing, that gives us a little latitude for local and municipal affairs. And we want to take advantage of that at the local level and amend our county charter. What this petition will do, if we get the signatures, which I think we will, it will then put it on the ballot for next year for all Shasta County voters to decide if they would like some local control over the elections processes. Is that not a beautiful thing or what?
What's the local control?
Well, you have to read the entire measure in the ballot on the title and summary, but we're looking for things like paper hand counting of the ballots, paper ballots, paper street rosters, same-day voting, single-day voting. We want to limit absentee ballots, clean up the voter rolls, have local control of the voter rolls. It's quite the list, Carl, but there's many of us that have been doing election work in this county for, 3 to 4 years now, and we have intimate knowledge of the laws and the processes and codes, regulations, and we have a really good idea of what we need to do to really, really reduce the fraud. And, yes, there's fraud. I know some people don't think there is, but... Oh. Hey, real quick.
Wait a minute. Wait. Yes. Can't just say it. Now it's time for questions. So the state.
Oh, no, but let me give you a source. Let me give you a source.
Okay.
Electionfraud.heritage.org. Thousands of cases across this country, hundreds in California, up to and including February of 2025, of cases of election and voter fraud. It's everywhere, Carl.
Okay. Well, then that's. Doesn't the state say it's got to be done, you know, they're going to use mail ballots and it's, you know, and you've got to follow the state laws?
Well, again, that's the rub. Is it truly a state issue or is this a local issue? So here's my question for you.
Well, but the state already made laws concerning this, though, right?
Well, the state makes laws for everything, but once again, let's go back to our charter, right? We want to gain some local control of our elections processes. We wouldn't be doing this, Carl, if we were not a charter county. We would not be able to do this petition. So that's the beauty of it. We want to take advantage of being a charter county and get some local control back at all levels, in any level. It doesn't, not just elections.
Yeah, but every time we tried to do that, like saying you can't, we don't want to have wind farms, or it's okay for somebody with a concealed carry license to carry on down at Anderson. Every time something like that happens, the state passes a law. Does that, are you saying because it's a charter that a charter city trumps state law? I mean, doesn't that lead to a lawsuit?
Well, so you
didn't. No, I'm just asking these questions because,
no,
I mean,
good question.
Everybody says, oh yeah, of course we'd like to have local control. Of course we'd like to have our, voter rolls especially scrubbed every year, maybe twice a year. You know, on all these things, make sure the people are doing it. You know, we'd like to know whoever registers to vote has shown proof of citizenship. And, you know, even, hey, when you vote, show your ID. You know, I've got no problem with that. So, but
your first point, I want to answer your two points before I forget them.
Okay.
Your first point is, City of Huntington Beach is a charter city, and they've once they passed their voter ID in 2023, the state immediately sued them.
Yeah.
And there's been two or three court decisions since then, and they're not done. There's going to be another appeal. But at the moment, the last court decision is actually in favor of Huntington Beach's charter amendment for voter ID. So that's the proof in the pudding right there. But again, that one's not finished. Your second question is related, is a lawsuit. Do we expect the state to sue us if our voters vote for election reform in the county charter? Yeah, probably, because they've already sued Huntington Beach. So, and that's going to be a discussion for another day, but because we do expect that lawsuit. But I think we're going to have some really good, remedies. The court likes to use the word remedies. I think we'll have some good remedies if we get to the lawsuit. But prior to that, if I could, real quick, Carl, everything's great. Everything's going well. Our website is SaveShastaElections.org. And, you know, beauty, this, Carl, is a nonpartisan issue, right? We're not trying to support or oppose a person. This is just voter election integrity. And it's just overwhelming, the support. And the beauty of it is we're not going to need a whole lot of money to do this because it's nonpartisan. But, you know, we'll take some small donations. Everything goes a long way. You can donate on that website. You can also see where we're going to be to come and join us and sign the petition. And you can also volunteer. I did some non-Common Core math last week because I went through public school before Common Core. And if we had 50 volunteers, 50 volunteers, each one would only have to work 90 minutes a week. That's it. And we would get enough signatures to pass this.
Are y'all going to hire one of those companies?
No. Okay. No. We did that during Recall Shasta, and it was a disaster because, in my humble opinion, they undermined us because, I don't want to go down that road.
I find that most of the people, when they're hired to do something like that, they have no concept of what they're having people sign, and they say things that, you know, you just know are not true. So, yeah.
Well, they have no skin in the game either, yeah. Carl. These paid gatherers, they don't give a crud if the signature is valid or not. They're going to get paid regardless. So absolutely not.
Well, something like this, if I got paid, you know, $3 per signature, I'd offer people $1 just to sign their name.
Yeah. Things are going great. I do appreciate the update, and we'll be doing this for almost 5 more months. This will be a while, and I'd love it, you know, maybe once a month if you'd let me come on just to give a quick update. Things are going really well.
You can tell us how many signatures you have. Yeah.
We're going to keep that close to the vest, just like we did with Recall Shasta, and until we actually turn them in. We're going to keep that close to the vest. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay, Rich, thanks a lot.
Thank you for that time. Thanks.
You bet. Okay. Got a lot of things to talk about. I don't know if we'll get to them today because we're going to be talking something I don't believe we've ever talked about in 15 full service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers that can help you design your own piece of jewelry and then build it for you. Voted best in the North State now 3 years in a row. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, super people. Like I said, you can't go wrong at Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to reddingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's reddingpain.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy started this business back in 1993 and she's been helping our community ever since. Veterans, seniors, families, business owners. And with everything that's going on with the insurance industry and people losing their insurance, the FAIR plan, the can you get covered, can you not, now is the time to talk to an expert and that is Judy Maxwell. If you've got plans and yet it's costing you an arm and a leg, maybe it's time for a free review and evaluation of your policies. Well, Judy Maxwell and her team can do that. One team is insurance, the other team is financial management. It doesn't hurt to have somebody else take a look at what you've got going. And like I said, it's free. Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union, and sign up for an appointment. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We do business with Judy and we're happy. I'm here with Kevin Tedder, and he is with the California Association of Taxidermists. And y'all having like, what, a, is this like your statewide convention up here?
Yep, we're putting on the big show. It's a taxidermy art show, and it's going to be held on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and this year we're bringing it back to the Redding area after about a 10-year hiatus.
Okay, now... we're talking about May 1st, or 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Yep.
Friday and Saturday, it's open to the public. And on Friday, it opens up at 10 a.m. And Sunday, I'm sorry, Saturday opens up at 9.
Correct.
Okay. Is he turned on? Is he, pull that down in front of you a little bit.
Gotcha.
Yep. There you go. Okay. Now, costs $7 to go. And 12 and under are free. So tell me about this thing.
Yeah, so every year we put on a taxidermy art show where taxidermists from all over California and the Western United States can come and present their taxidermy pieces and have them judged by professional taxidermy judges. And this year is back in Redding after many, many years. We always had our best shows here in the Redding area. There's many, many sportsmen in the area. They enjoy the event tremendously, and 10 years ago, we decided to take it on the road and kind of expose it to some other areas of the state, and we're bringing it back. So I hope that everybody comes down and enjoys it. Thursday and Friday, we'll be judging. Friday is open to the public, and then on Saturday, the awards will have been posted on Friday night. So if you want to see who won what, come down on Saturday, and then you'll be able to see all the awards, who got what, and talk to the taxidermists that are there checking out the pieces.
And then is that on Saturday, you said?
That's on Saturday, yeah, okay. Saturday.
Because they're judging the first 2 days.
Judging
and,
Thursday
and Thursday
Friday.
Is not open to the public.
Correct, yeah. That's the day that we're in taking pieces and okay. The judging starts.
And then but Friday it is open to the public starting
yes,
at 10. And same thing on Saturday, it opens, except it opens at 9, opens to the public.
Yeah.
All right, so... why taxidermy?
Well, sportsmen will typically enjoy having their animals taxidermy so they can relive the memories of what they, you know, what they got when they hunted, whether it be a trip here locally, whether it be, you know, turkeys, upland birds, big game, African animals, whatever it happens to be that,
pigs.
That their passion is.
Pigs.
Pigs, yeah, pigs.
Cause I got one of your,
a Euromount.
It's a Euro mount, but one that you did.
Yep.
Sitting in my office.
That's right.
I like that. I've also got an antelope hanging in my gun room.
There you go.
Yeah. I say gun room. It's gun room library. It's the room that Linda, she doesn't have room for anything else that's thrown in there.
It's your hiding place.
It's, yeah, and then I go in there and hide behind the piles of stuff that she and Karen have put in there, and Linda wonders where I've been all day.
Yep.
Oh, I've just been back in the gun room. I've been back there, I didn't see you. That's probably because I was behind that pile of stuff there that you and Karen put in there. Okay. Nah, I'm just kidding. She knows that. Okay, now, taxidermy. How did you, Kevin Tedder, who I've known for a long time, how did you get into this?
Well, I had a love and passion for taxidermy for a long, long time. I've been a lifelong hunter, and so I've had several of my pieces, taxidermy hanging on my wall at home.
You call it taxidermy? You don't call it mounted or stuffed?
Stuffed is
not the right word anymore.
No. Okay. Taxidermied or mounted, either one is preferred. But
okay.
I I was working as a school bus driver, and so my job was only 6.5 hour day, and I wanted something else to sort of finish out my day.
Yeah, you drove for Shasta County, right?
Shasta High School District.
Shasta High School District. Yeah. And you did that for a long time.
Long time, yeah. So then, I decided.
Hey, Kevin, let me tell you, Kevin's a big guy. Yeah, I don't mean fat. I'm telling you, he's a big guy. And, he's got hands the size of a grizzly bear. David, when you come, shake hands with him, you know, okay, look at those hands, right? Yeah. And I can just, you know, and you would tell stories about these little twerps that thought that they were tough and, but you can't do anything except what you drive them. You had the principal meet you someplace or something like that.
Yeah, the kids are interesting.
I mean, he's got tats. He's, you know, I mean, Kevin and big mustache and.
They typically
and I can't imagine I can't imagine a 12-year-old going, oh yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, I had a first grade girl do it one time, stepped right up to me toe to toe.
Is that right?
Oh yeah.
What did you do then?
I stood up and I gave her the voice.
The voice.
The voice.
Go back to your seat.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. So you're a hunter and you had some mounts made.
Yeah, had some mounts made and then I had the interest in just filling up my day and trying to figure it out. So I got together with a local taxidermist, started doing a little bit of work there, helping him out with some things, developed a passion for it. And then the first show that I went to was about 5 or 6 years ago. I went to a taxidermy show down in, we had it in Placerville at the time, and I decided to buy at the auction a seminar with local taxidermist Tom Weatherson in Chester, Almanor Taxidermy, and he sat down with me, and we went over 2 or 3 days, and he taught me everything it would take to mount a deer head. And out of that, then I just expanded that and got involved in the group a little bit more, and then ultimately became president of the association.
You're president of the California Association of Taxidermists?
Yes, sir.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
You're just a little achiever, you.
Yeah.
So it can't be that easy. I mean, you're saying, oh, yeah, and tell me this. Yeah, and I went out and mounted a deer. Oh, come on. I've seen these mounts.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just a little bit more than that. I mean, we're talking about, let me see. What are some of the things here?
Yeah, well.
That you gave me this list, and it's well, it doesn't say what it is. Oh, here it is. What are you judged on here?
That's the schedule of events.
That's just the schedule of events. Yeah. Right.
So other things that we have going on at the taxidermy show are seminars, where the idea of the association is to teach the art of taxidermy and to make the public more interested in taxidermy as an art form. And so at this seminar, we will have professionals from around the country teaching alterations and anatomy of animals, which is very important to know your anatomy of what you're mounting. We'll have casting and molding technique seminar, airbrush and pastel work, injecting feet, which you have to do with ducks and waterfowl mounts where you inject the feet.
With what?
With a
plastic or something?
Yes.
Or foam?
And then we have an artificial rock work seminar. We have a seminar on skinning, fleshing, and anatomy. And then we have one on antler mounting, one on antelope mounting, and another one on casting and molding techniques. So it's going to be a very, very full weekend for the taxidermists.
Okay, when you're casting and molding.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm going to take a break right now. Then we come back. We have more time. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law of workers' compensation. He's a workers' compensation attorney, and he is one of the best. Has built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento in the last 5 years. Work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. You want to get back to work. Your family wants you back to work. Your employer wants you back to work, but it's not happening because of delays or denials in your treatment. That's where Patrick Gorman can help. He's, like I said, an expert in this. And when you call him at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to a paralegal or just somebody in the office. You're going to be talking to Patrick. And if you need someone fighting for you, this is the man that can do it. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168, located in Palo Cedro, and his website is gormanlaw.com. I'll be right back with the California Association of Taxidermists.
that I'd rather be. Where else can you do a half a million things all at a quarter to three?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Get your land and sea legs ready and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $60,000 Land of Sea Swipe to Win draw. Play for your chance to cruise around on a Pedego e-bike or a Sea-Doo Spark. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through April starting at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on March 27th and April 24th. And play for your chance to win $200 cash, a Pedego e-bike, or a Sea-Doo Spark. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now. And also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Near Talk Radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here with Kevin Tedder, and he's the president of the California Association of Taxidermists and lives right here in Reading. They're having the 38th annual Wildlife Art and Taxidermy Competition. It's going to be May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now, Thursday, the 1st, it's not open to the public because that's when the competition is and all the judging. The 2nd, it opens to the public at 10 a.m., and that's Friday. And on Saturday, it opens up at 9 a.m. And if you want to go there to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center, Fasaro Hall, you are going to see some of the best taxidermy efforts maybe in the world there, because it's from the state and out around surrounding areas, surrounding states, and we have some just true artists when it comes to doing this. Now, Kev, I want to mount, let's just say an elk.
Okay.
Okay. And I want, like, just a neck, you know, with the head and the antlers.
And shoulder mount.
And shoulder mount. Okay, so what do I do to get it to you?
Yeah, so the most important thing is starting out in the field by taking care of that hide as best that you can by keeping it from getting dirty, wet, those sorts of things. That creates bacteria and can cause slippage in the hair, where okay. The hair will actually slip out. Mm-hmm. So you're going to skin that animal. You're going to get the whole front half from the rib cage forward skinned off, and you're going to bring that to the taxidermist.
Now, wait a minute. What about the antlers?
The antlers, typically, unless you know how to cape the skin off of the head yourself, you should bring that to the taxidermist.
Okay, so you're taking the skin off the shoulders, and then you're cutting it, and then what? Cutting it at the neck.
You're going to skin it all the way up to the neck as high as you can, and you're going to cut it loose at the atlas where the skull joins the vertebrae.
Oh, okay. So it's right up there at the top of the neck, then you cut it, and the whole thing.
Yeah.
The head, everything.
Keep that cold, keep it cool, keep it clean, keep it dry, bring it into the taxidermist that way, and then he'll take it from there.
Okay.
So at that point, then, the process is he'll skin that off of the head, and he'll cut the antlers loose from the skull, and he'll put those aside. Then he'll flesh all of the flesh off of the inside of the skin, so you're dealing with just skin then.
Right.
And you'll, what's called, splitting the eyelids so that the taonate solution can get in there and the lips. And then you'll bring that, into.
Now, is that solution, is that something you inject or is that something you just kind of put it into, like a big tub?
You're going to put it into a big tub. Okay. Now, a lot of people are going to commercial, tanning companies to have that done, which is what I do. Mm-hmm. And then some people are tanning themselves at home. So you're going to take it to the,
Now, are we talking the hide here or the skull?
The hide.
Okay.
Yeah, the skull at this point, you've just cut the horns off, so really all you have is the horns and the top part of the skull where that's going to mount onto what's called the form or the mannequin.
Okay, so, and then, yeah, so that comes from the animal, but then what it's mounted on is just a...
It's a carved foam representation of that animal.
Okay,
True to size and everything. Yeah. There's different measurements that are taken, and that's what you order your form from.
Okay.
Your eyes, ear liners, nose.
Okay, so the hide goes to a commercial tanner.
Yep, comes back from then done and ready to mount. So then you're going to do a little bit of cleaning up on it. You're going to take your foam form. You're going to do some carving and some shaping and make sure the fit is correct. And then you're going to mount the horns on top of, you know, the skull where they would belong on the form. Then you're going to stretch the hide onto the form and then sew up the parts that were sewn. There's a, you know, you glue it on is what you do. You're going to put a foam or a glue on there first. Stretch it on there, sew it up, and voila, you have your form.
Oh, you just make it sound real easy.
It's not that easy. There's a lot of...
It's not easy.
It's not that it's hard. It's just there's a lot of technique to it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so if you do this step-by-step technique and work your way through it, then beyond that, then the taxidermy means to move the skin. So you're going to move the skin in various places to get it all aligned perfectly on the form, get the eyes aligned.
Taxidermy, that's what it means? Moving the skin around?
Moving the skin around, yeah.
Am I doing taxidermy right now?
Because
I'm moving the skin around on my face. I mean, that's not taxidermy.
That's close.
That's called...
Typically, we do it with things that aren't alive anymore.
Oh, okay, got it.
Typically.
Okay, what's a euro mount, real quick? Because we talked about that, but people may not know
what
that
is. Yeah, so a euro mount is where you would take the skull with the horns on them, or, excuse me, antlers on them, or it could be horns, and you are going to clean all the flesh.
Okay, in my case, it was a wild boar.
Yeah. You're going to take all the flesh off of that.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to, depending on the technique that you use, whether you're going to use beetles to clean all the flesh all the way off, to the bone.
Which is what you use.
Which
right?
is a technique that I do. And then,
now these, he says beetles, he means beetles.
Little bugs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you put it in like in a old freezer or something like that, covered it up with the beetles.
Correct. They eat everything down to the bone, right to nothing.
But they leave membrane.
They don't eat it all. Everything.
They eat it all.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So then you're
going to
put that in a solution that has a degreasing agent of sorts.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people use Dawn detergent.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to degrease the fat out of the bone itself, because there's a lot of fat gets
uh-huh.
in the bone. You degrease that all out. Then you're going to whiten it up with a peroxide-type solution.
Uh-huh.
And voila, you have a nice, clean, white skull that
yeah,
you can hang on your wall.
And you come into our offices. I have one. It's in our office, of a hog I shot
yeah,
a couple of years ago.
In the county.
And it's a euro mount. And
yeah.
It's the same thing as my antelope.
Correct.
People pay an inordinate amount of money.
It's gotten very expensive, yes.
For mounts. And
yes.
If you're a good taxidermist, you're backed up for a couple years.
Typically, everybody is backed up, yes.
Yeah.
It's becoming fewer and fewer taxidermists out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of the taxidermists are getting older and retiring. And so, you know, we need to invigorate new blood into the industry. And that's one of the things that the taxidermy show will do for people, is it gets them interested in what it is that we're doing. And maybe they come forward and say, hey, how do I learn to do that?
Okay, it's going to occur May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's open to the public May 2nd and 3rd down at Fasaro Hall in Anderson at the District Fair and Event Center. You're going to see some of the best taxidermists in the nation and that maybe the world are going to be out there this week, next weekend. It's $7 to get in, and kids 12 and under are free.
Yeah.
And if you've never seen it, or if you just want to take a look, it's a good way to learn about taxidermy, because there'll be people there wanting to answer your questions, the whole thing.
Absolutely. And all the taxidermists are really open to people, and especially new people that are asking questions and want to learn about what it is that we do. They all want to share it. It's a passion that we have. It's not just something that we do, you know, as a hobby or to make a living or this and that. It's something that we're passionate about, recreating the wildlife as if it was alive and bringing back for the hunter those memories where he can look up on the wall and see that pig there and remember the day that he went out and the sunrise that day and how it all went down, the friends he was with, all of those things bring that memory back to you with the taxidermy.
Yep. And I know people that have got lots of mounts in their house.
Oh, yeah.
Enough so their wife says, you can only put them in this room. And if you've ever noticed, the way they're mounted, they're all looking over their left shoulder. Not over their left shoulder, but they're looking to their left as you walk in. And it's like, Ted, why are they all looking at me in the same direction?
They're staring at me, Ted.
They're staring at me, Ted.
Especially that alligator he's got hanging on the wall.
Okay. All right, so it's going to be 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's open on Friday and Saturday to the public, 10 o'clock on Friday the 2nd, and 9 o'clock on Saturday. I imagine there'll be vendors out there, and
yeah, we'll
have food or anything like that?
We'll have some vendors.
Yeah.
We don't have food there at the show, but we will have some vendors there that are taxidermy-related.
Yeah.
And then we put on a full banquet for them at the end of the awards banquet.
Okay.
We're always looking for donations, so if anybody has donations that they'd like to get to us or sponsorship to support it.
You can call 530-378-6789.
Nope, that's the fairgrounds. You're gonna
Never
call,
mind.
You're
okay.
going to call me, Kevin Tedder, 530-227-7060.
Okay. Thanks, Kev.
You bet. Thank you very much, Carl.
We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health,
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The government is out with some stable economic numbers today.
According to the Labor Department, U.S. applications for jobless benefits were up modestly last week to 222,000, 2,000 more than forecasted. At the same time, the total number of Americans receiving unemployment benefits for the week of April 12th fell by 37,000 to 1.84 million. March's reading for the purchases of durable goods rose 9.2% to a total of $26.6 billion, as reported by the Census Bureau. George Williams, Washington.
Ukraine calls Russia the real obstacle to peace after an overnight attack on Kiev. It killed at least 9 people and injured more than 70 others. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump is frustrated that Ukrainian President Zelensky refuses to even consider ceding Crimea to Russia, part of a potential peace deal.
The president is not asking Ukraine to recognize Crimea. Nobody has asked them to do that. What he is asking is for people to come to the negotiating table recognizing that this has been a brutal war for far too long. And in order to make a good deal, both sides have to walk away a little bit unhappy.
And Vice President Vance says the Ukraine negotiations have reached a crucial turning point. Authorities say a man set wooden pallets on fire and then failed to properly put them out in New Jersey's Pine Barrens, sparking a quick-moving wildfire with smoke affecting the air quality in the New York City area and beyond. 19-year-old Ware Town man is facing aggravated arson and arson charges in the southern New Jersey wildfire, which is still burning. It's already charred 15,000 acres. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 75 points, while the Nasdaq Composite Index trading 228 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Palestinian President Abbas is urging Hamas to surrender its arms. We get the latest on that from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas was the center of attention on Wednesday after admonishing Hamas terrorists to release the remaining hostages held since it invaded Israeli border communities on October 7, 2023. The octogenarian head of the Palestinian Authority exhorted Hamas to lay down its weapons, turn over control of the Gaza Strip to the Palestinian Authority, and become part of the political landscape of a new entity many expect will rise from the ashes of the devastated enclave. In Jordan, the powerful Muslim Brotherhood was banned and any media mention of the organization forbidden. Critics are asking why it took Abbas 18 months, while some suggest influence from Washington. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Well, this may explain some Oscar wins.
If you ever wondered how a questionable film won an Oscar, this may be the reason. Members of the Academy were not required to watch the films. Oscar voters are now required to actually watch the movies they are voting on. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences made the announcement Monday, along with other updates. Up until now, actually seeing the nominated film was only required for voting in certain Oscar categories, like Best Documentary and Best International Film. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
China has been investing heavily in its space program in recent years, and it seems to be paying off. China has launched 3 astronauts on a mission to replace the crew that's currently on board China's space station. The launch comes as China's plans for a manned mission to the moon advance. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Your last privately owned standing commercial radio station in our area. So thank you for your support. Redding and Shasta County and Anderson and Bernie and Red Bluff and Cottonwood. We reach out all the way out to those places. Good morning. Here it is. Remember, I told you how bad February was. You know, today is February the 42nd. Because there had to be at least 45 days in February. And here it is, April the 24th. Already. March just blew by, and now April. We've lost control again, Dave. 8:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, buddy. National Bring Your Kids to Work Day.
And National Teach Them to Save Money Day.
Yeah, you know what? If you could teach them, I guess you could do it like this. When your little Wiley gets to be like, say, 5, you put away a dollar a week and maybe even a dollar a day, and they can't touch it, and you just put it in an education account so you can't touch it. Well, yeah, I guess you could. And you just keep doing that. And then as they get older, if you just keep doing that, I think, what is it? They say, then it's $100 a month for a while. Anyway, by the time they're like 55, they're millionaires. Why don't you look that up? I think they've even written that kind of stuff out. And so your kid could be a multimillionaire, besides owning a garage where people bring their cars in for work, which, you know, after yesterday, I'll tell that story in a minute. Kids could be a millionaire without even giving up anything, hardly. I wish my dad had done that. He taught me to save. He taught me about work. I mean, I started working when I was like 12 down in North Carolina. You can work when you're 12 in North Carolina.
Nice.
Yeah, I was driving mules and tobacco harvesting.
In California, you can have the kids work in the family business.
Is that right?
Yep.
Cameron Middleton, I hope you heard that, because he's always complaining that his 7-year-old hasn't gotten a full-time job yet. Well, you got,
I mean, fact check me.
House of Realty, you could have him in there and that's a family business. You have him in there cleaning up and doing the floors and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I think that's true. I think they can work in a family business. All right. Where am I? Weather. Okay, my friends. I'd like to say it's going to be 100% sunny all through the weekend, but I can't. Got a 10% chance of showers today. Tomorrow, chance of showers. Saturday, showers likely. And then Sunday, it starts clearing up. And then by next Wednesday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 87, almost 90 degrees next week. But these are just chance of showers, and as we have broadcast before, oh yeah, it's going to hit us today, and we've never even, there's no showers. Don't let it stop you. And it's not raining now. So here is some of the things, being Thursday, the 24th of April for Cool April Nights. Now, they're having the vehicle registration today down at the auditorium at the Civic from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., so it just started. And then the R&R Auto and Truck Repair Show and Shine starts at 10 and goes to 2 on Twin View. WCP Solutions Show and Shine goes from 11 to 2 today on Eastside Road. Shasta High School Show and Shine, 11 to 1:30 at 2500 Eureka Way at Shasta High. Harley Davidson Show and Shine starts at noon on Twinview Boulevard. The Hen House Show and Shine goes from 3 to 7 p.m. at 2621 Hartnell Drive Avenue. The Hen House Show and Shine could be an event. Have you ever been to the Hen House?
Yes. At night.
You can't, don't go during the day. You see too much. Go at night. That could be great. Okay. Simpson University is having a show and shine. Somewhat different probably than the Hen House show and shine. That goes from 4 to 7 out at College View. And the Reddy Chamber 20th Annual Show and Shine goes from 5 to 8 p.m. at Cypress Avenue. I guess you need tickets for that. I've been to that a couple of times. Show and Shines are great. Tomorrow, Show and Shines. And Saturday is the big Show and Shine down at the Civic. At the Civic. And they're going to have all those cars out there. It's going to be great. Now, the cruise is tomorrow night, my friends. It starts at 6:30. It goes from 6:30 to 8 on Hilltop Drive. If you've never seen it, have you ever been to one?
Yes, sir.
Of course awesome. You have. Yeah. They're great. Now, it's not too early to say today to go out and put your seat out. And people are really, you know, it's really cool to see people put seats out and rotate. Other people respect that. They don't come over, they're not here now, and they just take it. They don't do that here. Mainly because there's a lot of concealed carry. No, they don't do it because people here in Redding are polite. And they understand this, and they know what the, you know, what, if they, people got out there early so they could watch the show and, watch the big cruise, people respect that. It's great. It's great. We were out there one time when Wade Riggs was, streaming this, and Linda and I were there announcing which cars were going by as best as we could tell. And it looks like, it's like an old red one going by right now. And Linda's saying, smoke them, smoke them. This guy's looking around, bah! Which you're not supposed to do. You can't, you know, spin your tires. It's dangerous. It was bad. It was great. And then, of course, on Saturday, the big show and shine, and then they're putting the winning cars on display Sunday down at the Civic. And you have the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Down at the, I think just down at the Civic. Yeah. Goes from 8 to 10:30. Okay. That was pretty good. Next year, April 17th to the 26th. But don't worry. This thing is still going on, and it's still going big. Oh, they give away that engine. I think it's like, it's one of these real power engines that you can drop into your car. I forget how much it's worth. I thought it was, I've heard that, you know, $8,000-$10,000. And I could be wrong, but I think it's something like that. Hey, it's 8:13 in the morning here. And when I gave the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, has discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Let's take a quick break because I want to come back and talk about the sales tax. It is now front page news. And the proposed Reading 1% sales tax. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the
Lines, proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today.
Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Yep, it's cool April nights. And have you been seeing any of these hot cars driving around?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they cool?
Awesome.
And I can hear them at night, okay, around 10 o'clock at night, windows are open and all that, and I can hear, hearing them grind them out there.
Have you seen the rusty ones? They're like all rusted out on purpose.
Oh, yeah. They call them rat cars or something that. Yeah. They call them rat bikes.
Yeah. A couple of the show and rusts around.
Instead
of show and shines. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Group of community leaders are expected to start collecting signatures for a 1 cent sales tax as early as this weekend. If it goes on the ballot and it passes, the sales tax in Redding would go from 7.25 to 8.25, generating an extra $30 million in annual revenue, according to City Manager Barry Tiffin. This is an article out of the Record Searchlight written by David Benda. As you know, we've tried this before several times, and it's just been hammered. One of them kind of got close. It got like 58%, but you needed 66%. For a specific tax now, because that came from the city. Coming from the people like this, if this is an organized public effort and they get the signatures, which is, I think it's 5,700 signatures they need, it'll get on the ballot. Now, since it comes from the people, you don't need 66%. You need 50% plus one to raise the sales tax. Now, what exactly would this do? For one thing, the city is, as we all know, is an experience in a budget crisis here. And they're going to be a $5 million budget deficit. Now, other people, including one of the city council people, have said it's closer to $8 million. And, you know, there's some consternation going on there. We're going to get those people on to talk about this. How much is it? But the revenue generated from sales tax, property taxes, and other sources hasn't for years been enough to keep up with the repairs and improvements to streets, buildings, parks, and runnings to airports, according to Barry Tippin. A lot of that money, I shouldn't say a lot, but a percentage of that money is going to raises, and we got some pretty, we must have some really well-qualified people in this town because they're making good money. So who's behind this? It's not the city. These are citizens. One of them is Erica Jones, third-generation Reading resident. She's the wife of Todd Jones, who is the Reading Chamber of Commerce president, Reading realtor Dennis Morgan, and Baron Browning of the Reading Rodeo Association. All the three of those signed the title and summary request that was submitted to the city. And we're going to try and get Erica on as soon as possible to come in and talk about this, of course. Erica says that she's a fiscal conservative and what would be the cost to us if we didn't have it. It's a practical solution that just doesn't fall on the shoulders of local taxpayers. The cost is also spread over people who are visiting. That's, you know, anybody that comes in is going to pay that extra 1%. Public safety. As you know, we're down 7 officers, 11 officers, and soon to be more officers. Nobody's being fired, but as they're attriting out due to retirements or injuries, we're just not hiring new ones because we don't have the money. They're going to need, like I said, 10% of the registered voters in Reading, which is 5,800 voters, to have to sign the petition. They usually try and get twice that to make sure they've got, you know, enough good ones. And there's no, they don't have an idea yet when they could get it on the ballot. And Baron Browning, who used to be on the Anderson City Council, he said, "I saw what it did in Anderson, how it really changed the outlook in Anderson. And that the money itself, Anderson voters in 2014 passed a non-binding advisory measure that allocated at least half of the measure's money on public safety and the balance for park improvements and other general fund needs like restoring reserves and code enforcement. And they raised it by a half cent. And it worked. Now, where would the money go at $30 million? Roads would get 30% spent on maintenance, repairs, and improvements. Reading Fire Department, 13% of that would go to construction and staffing of the 9th fire station, upgrades and improvements to the other fire station's equipment. At least 3.5% of the fire department's cut to fire mitigation efforts like fuel reduction. Hello. Reading Police Department, 12% allocated to additional staffing, equipment, and facilities. Shasta County Sheriff's Office, 12% allocated to address repeat offenders and jail capacity. Browning said the money would specifically go to a new alternative custody campus proposed by Sheriff Michael Johnson, which is really, I think, is a great idea. Where the money goes to the sheriff's office would hinge on agreement between the city and Shasta County. Parks, 9% spent on construction, improvements, and maintenance, including Reading Sports Park, California Soccer Park, South City Park, Caldwell Park, and Panorama Park. Reading 6% to Reading Civic Auditorium and Reading Rodeo Grounds, 6% allocated to the Civic, 3% to the Reading Rodeo, and the Reading Regional Airport, 5% allocated toward building an additional terminal staffing and general ops at all airport facilities. Now, they said that they're looking for public feedback would help the city determine how to spend the remaining 10%. Now, this is the way I understand this. This isn't going to go to salaries. It isn't going to go to raises, anything. It's fenced off in the sense that they cannot be used. There's going to be regular audits to make sure that money that comes in is being spent on those things the voters said, those things I just talked about. Not for raises, not for other little pet projects, but just those there, getting our streets and our infrastructure fixed, getting the airport worked on, hiring more police, starting another program to get people off the streets and out of trouble, and the Civic Auditorium and Reading Rodeo Grounds. So, let's go to the phones. Nick.
Good morning, Carl. Where'd you get your statistics? Have you got a sheet of paper in front of you that lists all those you just read off?
Statistics? I just made them up. No, it's in the article by Benda. And I'm sure there's going to be a press release. And secondly, I've already reached out to Erica and Baron and to come on the show. So to hear it from them, from the horse's mouth, about you know how this is fenced off so it doesn't go into the general fund. And the city council can't get their fingers on it.
Well, it isn't the city council that you got to worry about. It's Barry Tippin. Barry Tippin proposes things to the council, and the council said yes or no.
Well, it doesn't make any difference what Barry says, unless it falls into roads, fire department, police department, parks, civic. And the Reading Regional Airport, doesn't make any difference. He can say, hey, we need to use $10 million of this to build a butterfly house. It doesn't make any difference. It's fenced off. This is the way I understand it. That's why I need to make sure that I understand it correctly. But I talked to Baron about it, and this is the beauty of this thing, is that money is fenced to those specific areas.
Doug and I are going to dissect this Sunday on Poke the Hornet's Nest right here on KCNR.
Dissect it. So how do you mean by dissect it?
We're going to give you a conservative view of it instead of a liberal's view of it.
That's not a liberal. Wait a minute. That's not a liberal's view. Are you calling me a liberal?
Yeah. It all boils down to...
Hey, David.
To
David.
On Benda?
David. No. You're talking about David Benda?
No, I didn't even mention David.
No, but you said a liberal's point of view. Is that me?
Yes.
Really? Hey, David, who's the producer on Sunday?
That'd be me.
Oh, well, I want you to take the day off.
Cut their mic?
Yep. No, just take the day off. I'll give you back your $50.
I want him to show up and make sure you listen to the show.
Hey, you're breaking up here. Do you have a phone that works?
What it really boils down to
okay.
is
yes.
trust the or don't you?
I'm not doing that.
You're breaking. No. You're breaking up right now, Nick. So what, it goes down to who. Can we trust the leadership? You're breaking up, Nick. We can't hear you.
You're breaking my heart because you won't let me talk.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
It all boils down to whether you trust the city of Reading or not. It passed in Anderson because they trusted them down there.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of instances to where your trust in the city of Reading might be wavering a little bit.
But let me ask you a question. If I said, I'm going to give you $10,000 a month, Nick, but you've got to spend it on enhancing your yard, and you can only do it to enhance your yard and if you use it for anything else, if you use it to put gas in your car, that you can't do it. I'll pull that money. What about that?
Pull it. Where are you going to put it?
Well, I just said it's all going to be fenced off in this one.
Hole in the fence. Who's going to take the money back? Are you going to give it back to the taxpayer?
No, but it'll be in the ballot by law. It's got to be kept in this area. Okay, I tell you what, Nick. These are good questions. This is the way I understand it after talking to a couple of people. That's why I need to get Erica and Baron or both of them at the same time to sit here and say, this is why it can't be touched by the city council.
Okay. Besides that,
yes.
Perhaps some people don't approve where the money's going to go. But let me ask you something, Carl. After you have Baron and Nagel on, Erica, how about I challenge you to have me in on your show and we'll discuss it, you and I?
Well, it won't do any good for me to discuss it, and I don't mind having you on, Nick, except you've got your own show. And as the fact is it's the people who are putting this together. That's who you would be able to debate, and I would recommend that when I have them on that you call in and you ask questions or listen to it, then have questions.
I'll come into your show, and you and I will discuss it after all.
I have Doug on once a month.
So you won't have me on your
show. Well, you can come in with him then. I tell you what, if I can get them on, if I can...
I'll tell you what, you can have Linda on the same time I come in.
This is good comedy.
Hate both of you.
If after I have them on, and I don't know when I can get them on, because we're pretty, you know, chalked until next week. If I can get them on, when I get them on, I'll be more than happy to let people have questions come on and ask, and we can talk about it.
You should have gone into politics.
No, I couldn't. My parents were married.
It was a simple yes or no question. Would you debate me on it?
Would I debate you on it? Yeah. I mean, I have no problem at all debating with you, Nick, at all.
I'm going to be on your show after everything's said and done, and you and I are going to debate this tax.
But what happens when you've seen the light and you say, well, you know what, this is a good idea and it can work, then what? Do I have to take the other side?
Well, yeah, that'd be okay.
A good debater can take either side and win.
Okay, well, we'll see how it goes.
Okay, buddy. Got to take a break. Okay. Now here's my thing with Nick. You know, Nick and Doug are bright guys. But you can't argue against something you don't know all the facts on. It's like these headlines that say, cuts could, might, do these things. You see headlines. It always says could or might. It doesn't say it does because nothing's happened. It's the kind of thing is, well, this could happen because you don't trust the city council. The city council, which changes every 2 years. And you've got people in there like Paul DeNuca, and you've got people in there like Mike Littow, and people in there like Aaron Reznor, and Tanessa Audette, and Jack Munns. You don't trust them. They got elected in there. You've got to trust them at some point. But if you're just thinking, oh, they could do this, that's one of those they could. But if it's written in such a way that this money is fenced off and it can't be touched for other things, I don't see what the problem is. But that's why we need to talk to Erica and Baron and the other gentleman whose name's escaping me right now. I'm sorry. Let me give you his name. That is my computer.
I saw where Eureka has a 10-something cents tax. Oakland has a 10 yeah. cent something tax.
Oh, yeah. We've got like the lowest or, you know, sales tax of any city in California of our size. Dennis Morgan is the other guy. Dennis Morgan, Baron Browning, and Erica Jones. Okay. Oh, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. So you can't say, oh, I think they moved. No, they haven't moved. They haven't moved since 1967. The only place I've been going for a haircut since I moved here in 2007. I love this place. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. You get a great haircut. I can make an appointment, which I'm going to do today because I need a haircut. I call 530-244-9478. Go down and get a great haircut in and out. Like I said, it's a great barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Celebrate that special mom in your life. Enjoy. join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch in our event center on Sunday, May 11th. Seatings are available at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Let us do the cooking and the dishes so you can enjoy quality time with your loved ones. Pricing per person only, $45 plus fees. Reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and raffle city throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you miss any of our shows, our our show or any local shows, not the national shows, but any of our local shows or our show, just go to KCNR1460.com. Go to the program or just go to the, it says programming and go there and then go to the archives and you can hear any show. Our shows are all have got a, it has a guest list. It should have. It does, right, David?
Definitely.
All of our shows say who's on the show so you can, know who you're listening to. City of Reading. I talked about this yesterday and then, but I talked about it a long time yesterday afternoon with, some people in the administration and stuff. And it goes back to the City of Reading Planning Commission voted 5-0 to amend the zoning plan regulating short-term rentals within the downtown corridor right here. The downtown core. They recommended that the current code for short-term rentals within the downtown core will be limited to no more than 50% of all available properties. No public comments were heard during this. I think you're going to be hearing some. And I'll tell you why. The planning commissioner, who then voted for it, Brandy Green, she had concerns about the density of buildings being 100% short-term rentals. And that there's already a lack of parking and affordable housing for the working force. Hello? Hello? We've got like a 2%, 2 to 3% vacancy rate. Should be a lot more than that in a healthy rental economy there. But it's not. So when we talk about a downtown corridor around here, you know, down here on Market Street, and but it's not just down here. It reaches out over to a Placer. The Garden Track is, I think, they've got a line around that, so it can't be there. But you've got, say, there's a gentleman that built an 8-apartment complex. And first of all, it is expensive as hell to build an apartment complex. I mean, we're talking, I've heard anywhere from $600,000 to $1 million per door, you know, there for an apartment. And then all, you know, when you add in all the fees, construction, permits, and everything. So you've got then to, so you rent them. And the point is though, it costs so much to build them. The rent would be horrendous to pay this thing off. So that's one of the reasons we don't have a lot of housing, either homes or apartments. But you do have apartments down here. And I'm going to just say that right down here, K2 is going to build a 12-apartment complex right here where Boardwalk is, right there in the corner. And Odell's Barbecue is going to open up a restaurant underneath it, you know, the restaurant and then the the apartments. Now, they're planning on that being market price. I'm not sure what market price is going to be on those for rentals. But say you've got, you know, you've got apartments here that you can get, say, $1,500, $2,000 a month, and you've got 50 apartments. You can take half of that and make them into short-term rentals. And when you have that, that takes 25 markets or 25 apartments off the market for people, working class, the working force to be able to have. And I'm concerned about that. The thing I'm concerned about is, you know, people, there's, who owns, first of all, owns most of the available apartments? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 entities? And then how many of these are going to be, taken off the market for a working class family to, just to be used for VRBO? I know there's a, after the brouhaha and the changing of the short-term rentals that was done a couple years ago, that it's, you know, there's limits how many you can put, you know, in, you know, if you're in a neighborhood, there's a 600-foot circle put around it and you can't have, you know, you can only have one VRBO in that 600-foot radius. But the apartments down here are not going to be, that's not where it's going to be. You could have, say you've got a 20 apartments and you want to put 5 of them, 8 of them to VRBOs, they can be in all in that, you know, in that one building. And I talked to the guy that owns this place, and I said, you know, this was just passed. And he goes, you know, no. He says it's tough enough to find housing out here. And he's got, I think, 8 apartments in Chevron Square that have been really upgraded and all this. He does long-term rentals. It works for him. And he does, you know, he says people need places to stay. And I'm not interested in putting a VRBO in there. So, hey, Nathan, big shout-out to you, buddy. So that's my concern. The other concern was somebody asked, well, a lot of these projects down here was with state money for low-income housing, low-income apartments. What about those? Well, I think there's I'm positive there's a fence around that you can't take low-income housing and toss somebody out and make it into a VRBO. You can't do that. So we're talking like market price apartments. Again, how many are we talking about? And who's behind this whole thing? It's a money thing. It's totally a money thing to gain more money. Because you can receive much more money off of a VRBO if you keep it rented. Here's the big thing. If you can keep it rented, then you're going to make just off a regular long-term rental. I can't, you know, there's some concerns there. So when it comes up in front of the Reading City Council, I'll let you know. I may be down there to have a few questions. The big thing was it pushed? And why that area? Are there certain entities that own apartment buildings, have renovated apartments, buildings for apartments, but they were outside the zone? And now they're pushing the Planning Commission and then now the City Council to approve all this. There's a lot going on here. Let's take a quick break. And on the other side, let's talk about some of the other things that are happening in our government, both at state and federal level. How about talking about refineries, how we've lost 17% of our petroleum refineries here this year. And how did that happen? We'll be right back.
Howdy, partner.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Reading community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to readingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's readingpain.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Welcome back. Thursday, the 24th of April, 8:51 in the morning. It's about, oh gosh, I don't know, 58 degrees. No, it's probably 60 degrees by now. 10% chance of showers today. May have some showers this weekend, but maybe not. So don't count on them. Let's hope that they just kind of circle around us. We got a lot of show and shines and a lot of things happening this weekend. By next Wednesday, it's going to start clearing off, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, nice. And next Wednesday, sunny with a high near 87. Woo. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Two major oil refineries. You know, it's not, you know, when Sue every morning goes, the cheapest gas in town. It's hard to use the word cheapest and then say $4.29 a gallon. You got a truck. It runs on gas, right?
Yes, sir.
I got a truck that runs on diesel. And it's almost worth, driving down to Corning where it's $3.99 a gallon.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've got 36 gallons in that beast. And so, you know, if I can find diesel at $4.29 or something like that, I go, oh yes, run over there. But it's not cheap. It's not cheap. And why isn't that? I'll tell you why. Democrats. They control the legislature. And I understand we may even get a, they may even put another tax on it in July. But right now, two major oil refineries are shutting down. Valero says it may. Okay, here we go back into the May. But, you know, they've said that, you know, the one I read said that, oh, no, they're really serious about this. by shutting its Benicia refinery by April 2026, cutting 9% of California's fuel supply. Phillips 66 is shutting down its Los Angeles facility later this year, taking out 8%. That's one-fifth of the state's in-state refining capacity gone. The governor who pushed SBX1-2 and ABX2-1 that were laws that piled on cost mandates and red tape. And he talks about the greed of the companies for high prices while California leads the nation in gas taxes and hidden fees. He's, you know, so Gav wrote a letter, says, hey, I'm just trying to stabilize the market. No, Gav, you and the Democrats. And let me make this clear. When I say Democrats are doing all this, it's only because the Democrats control the legislature. If Republicans were doing this, I'd be more than happy to say those damn Republicans are raising our gas prices. But it's not. The Republicans don't have a, you know, they've got a dog in a fight, but this dog, their dog's got no teeth because there's so many Democrats down there that are doing this to us, my friends. Now I'm speaking, I'm speaking to the, you know, the choir here because this is a Republican area up here, and we're, you know, and we live in a rural area where gas prices impact on us a lot more than say if you lived in Sacramento and you just, you know, you didn't go anywhere, you could take your little electric car, your little hybrid, and go, you know, go around Sacramento. But if you've got to go 60 miles to get to a pharmacy, it has an impact. We pay and. This is from the Republican. This is from the Republican, so you gotta expect they got a dog in the fight. The Assembly Republican leader, James Gallagher, says that Gavin's the problem. He's one that declared war on California's fuel supply, and now he's acting like a concerned bystander. You don't get to spend years blaming refineries, driving them out, and write a letter hoping no one notices. We pay the most at pumps because of decisions made by Sacramento, according to Gallagher. Well, that's true. It's not, you know, this is a failure. We have a failure here. We have so many failures in California. And I think I just read that the bullet train, the train to nowhere, is they've raised, you know, just maybe 15% of what they need to finish this. This thing is so hopelessly over budget at this time, and it's not a secret that says even if they get it built, my friends, they're going to have to support it. They're going to have to give them supplemental funding to keep it running because their business model, nobody's going to pay that much money to ride a train. So it's got to have supplements from the government. And yet we are still pushing forward with this. These billions of dollars that are going to be into that train, high-speed train, could be used on infrastructure. It could be used on housing for homeless. It could be used for 50 different things. But that's who you voted for. And I'm not saying everybody down there has got, you know, thinking, oh, this is, you know, they come up with something, you know, in the middle of the night and go, oh man, I'm really going to screw the taxpayers here. I'm sure that's not what happens. But collectively, is there a voice in the wilderness? And if it is, what can they do to change it? I'm not sure there's a lot you can do to change it at this point. So, gosh, I hate to end up like that. That sounds, oh, whoa, woe is me. But that's what's going on. Other things. It's going to be a great weekend. You've got cool April nights. There's going to be so many great events happening. It's just going to be a fun time here. Thousands of people come in for cool April nights. If you haven't had a chance to see the cruise, you got to get down there and see it. Find a place. Go down there now. Find yourself a place. And I promise you won't be sorry. And if it does rain, guess what? It still goes on. Rain does not stop the Cool April Nights cruise if it rains. So What are you doing this weekend, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to, after I close down the store over there, I'm going to go down to the cruise.
The store we're talking about, of course, is Cascade Curations. And if you haven't been in there, I pity the fool hasn't been in the Cascade Curations.
I'm gonna go walk around with a banjo. And, I've got a banjo that's handmade.
Can
by
you
a guy.
Play the banjo?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I can.
I'd like to learn how to play the banjo. Can you teach me?
Sure. And I'm gonna auction it off at walking around. I'm gonna do raffle right there.
You're kidding.
Nope. And it's a way to advertise the store and also raffle and you can off a banjo.
How much are the tickets?
$5.
Well, I want to buy a few of those.
Yep.
But then if I win the banjo, then I can come down and you can give me banjo lessons.
Yep.
And then Linda will be so happy. There's Carl playing the banjo again up and down the street. She wasn't crazy about the bagpipes. I think banjo would be okay. Everybody, have a great day. Just go to the show and shines, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.